Hi, I'm Gina Roos, Editor-in-Chief of Electronic Products. My guest is Michael DeGangi, Executive Vice President of Asiana, a manufacturer of MEMS-based sensing solutions. Today, we will be discussing the basics of current sensors, what they are, where are they used, and how they work. Welcome, Michael. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Gina. It's a pleasure.
Just to get us started, let's start with the basics first. What are current sensors and what do they do and where are they used?
Current sensors are products that basically track the flow of current through a system. And what it does is it takes a measurement of the current flow, and it helps in understanding how the system that you're working with, how the system works. And it gives you a reading on how the product would be performing as the flow of the current goes through the flow of the current and the voltage go through the product.
Now, are there different types of current sensors, and what are they, and are there different applications where they would be better suited?
Yeah, there are current sensors break out into three to four basic categories. The a Hall sensor is one category. A current transformer is another category, and a sense resistor is another category. And we at Asiana make what's called a AMR current sensor, and the AMR current sensor is a current sensor that would give you a very fast understanding of current flow in utilizing some current products that are brand new into the market. And our current sensors are to support fast switching speeds, working with wide band gap type products, which are silicon carbide and GaN in certain power stages. Which is would be the newer product portfolio of products, because silicon carbide and GaN are have a higher and a faster switching speed, and our current sensors match up with their switching speeds.
Yeah, I was wondering about that in terms of how the industry has been transitioning over to wide band gap based power, and how would that impact the selection of current sensors? And I think you just noted a few things like the faster switching.
Right. And current sensors basically, they come in a closed loop sensor and then an open loop sensor. And our current sensors are what's called a closed loop sensor, which gives you a better operating speed to work with. And our sensors are also what's called insulated, which makes the sensor a really great product that would go on a board, because our sensors are like a single chip solution where it's not a very big type product. Our sensors give you really great accuracy, and they're isolated and they're very small when you put in a design. And a lot of these designs, they're looking for size reduction. When you're using a silicon carbide product or a GaN type product, the design engineers are utilizing the silicon carbide or a GaN product to reduce the board count of capacitors, resistors, and heat. So you're doing a smaller, lighter type product. And by us making the current sensor that we make, which is called an AMR sensor, It is a sensor that basically is a single chip, and it's a very small type product that would go on the board.
Now, those other types of current sensors that you noted earlier, like the current sensors, the current transformers or the sense resistors, or even Hall-based ones, I mean, can they be used with wide band gap?
They can, but at the end of the day, they're not as robust, and they can't keep up with the wide band gap type design. I can definitely say categorically no. And that's where the Acina sensor comes into play. There's not a lot of people that are doing what we're doing. And the reason we're doing this is because we found a niche in the market, which is growing quite rapidly, which is with the silicon carbide and GaN in the power stages. And these are bulky. They're not as accurate. They can't keep up with that fast switching speed. So we're making products that are in a 5 amp, a 20 amp, and a 50 amp range. We just came out with a 65 amp product. And in the next future products that we're coming out are going to be in the 100 amp, 200 amp, and 300 amp range. And it's all going to be matched with the silicon carbide and gallium nitride type base of power products.
Now, do they have to be designed for specific GaN devices from specific suppliers? So does it have to be designed for a particular part?
Oh, no, it's designed for a specific application. And The specific applications right now would be into data center type applications for power supplies, because it's a market where density of the power supply comes into play, and that's where silicon carbide and GaN play, and that our products go into the type of product. And what I'm talking about is data centers that, you know, are for telecom and for storage. And just recently, you know, with Bitcoin, you know, and a lot of these Bitcoin type companies, they're doing a lot of these type of power supplies that need a lot more of robust fast switching speeds. And also, they need to create products that are smaller in size, because instead of putting like, you know, 5 to 10 power supplies against each other, they're trying to reduce the size of creating smaller power supplies that would handle that. Also, it goes into uninterruptible power supplies, which are power supplies that, you know, are in your doctor's offices, in a bar somewhere, where anything that basically, needs power on a short burst, if the electric goes out within the system, especially in hospitals and things of that nature, you need these type of uninterruptible power supplies. It also goes into motor drives and inverters, and we're taking a very big push, because we're selling to the automotive market at Acina with our product portfolio, which is for the ADS market, which is an autonomous vehicle market. And we have certain MEMS type products that match up for autonomous vehicles. But our current sensors, most autonomous vehicles that are being produced today, are going to have, it's going to be really more toward the electric vehicle market. So we're combining our MEMS technology with Acina for basically the autonomous vehicle market, working with these electric vehicle car companies. And our product, which is the current sensor, would go into basically an onboard charger system, a braking system that could be electrified, a electronic steering wheel that could be electrified. So a lot of our products that we're creating right now and for the future are going into those type of products.
Is that when you were talking about some of the higher range 100 amp, 200 amp, 300 amp products?
Yes, correct. Okay. Right now, we just came out with a 65 amp product, which is a really good product right now. And it's taken off like wildfire because this goes into what's called an onboard charger system. And the onboard charger system is basically a charger system with tied to the battery that would sit in a car, and it's a box type level product. But it's only utilized when the car is sitting and you're plugging a charger plug into the car, and it converts the energy in a box, this onboard charger, and it converts the energy to charge the battery. It's not while it's driving. So that 65 amp is for that. But as you get into higher ranges in the electronics world, we're going to start seeing a lot more things for inverters, and also for not so much inverters, but really going to be more for these electronic sensing systems for brakes and steering wheel type applications.
Okay. Very good. Before I do let you go, aren't there any key specifications that designers need to look at when they are evaluating the different current sensors out in the market? So are there particular specs that they need to look at first, or should be their top consideration?
Yeah, and yes, that's true. And most of the designers in the power stage are going to the next generation of products, which like I said, is the wide band gap. And this is where our product basically shines, because it hits all of the marks that they're looking for in the design, which is going to be size, weight. It's going to be response time. It handles accuracy over temperature, and the nice thing is it's a simple to use product, because it's a single chip and it goes right on the board, and you only need a decoupling capacitor to put this product in. So it's miniature in size, and I'll repeat it. Basically, miniature, minimum in protection, timing, and budget, miniature in size, and enables protection of higher frequencies for GaN and silicon carbide switches.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate all your time today and your insight into current sensors.
Thank you, Gina.